Birthday. It's not.
Wait.
Oh, just the gift, Sophie.
That wasn't your... You haven't listened to a song, have you?
It's my birthday.
She doesn't even say that.
I've only heard the song from Instagram edits.
How awkward. Anyways, welcome back, guys. I'm Randolph.
Welcome back, guys.
Here's Sarah.
Welcome back, guy.
There's only one guy, because there's only one of you up in here.
We only know it's one of y'all because we earned two more cents.
Oh my god, stop divulging our, like, economic things.
We're kind of big balling. We're going... Shout out to our first sponsor. Our first sponsor is Star Maker Entertainment. A.K.A. SM Entertainment. It's a little small company. Shout out to...
You guys might not even know her.
Shout out to one of their idols underneath it, named Suho. Apparently, he listened to our first couple of podcasts, and he really liked how much we loved them as a group and him as an individual. So SM put it under their power to shout us out, and they're sponsoring this episode. So
go check them out. I'm pretty sure the group is called, like, EXP or something.
So if you want all the greatest SM merchandise, hit up SMGlobalShop.com.
And also on PopularFacts.com. All right, moving on.
We have a website.
Oh, you didn't know?
You're like selling merch and keeping the money.
Today's episode is kind of whack, honestly. It's like intense. Okay,
for the first segment.
Which was what's our first segment?
Literally, none of y'all are going to care. Yeah. Literally, none of y'all are going to care because I know none of y'all seen this show because you're all weebs who only listen to the music. But there's a bomb-ass show out there. If you want to listen to quality of anything, there's a show called Descendants of the Sun. English version and Korean version both slap. Anyways, the couple on the show, the main couple, got married IRL. They started dating during shooting, and then they got married that summer after the show ended, like in August, I think.
What are their names?
Song Joong-ki. It's not Heath Cole. I like Song Korean Ki guys.
And
Song Heath Cole. Anyways, they're known as AKA the Song Couple because they're fucking queens. I love these. When I found out that they were actually dating, guys, I think I cried. I was never more happy because literally it felt like they closed the show off because. The show ended.
No spoilers, stop.
Well, like, after they died.
Wait.
The show ended so beautifully. Beautifully?
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 Does it matter?
Beautifully?
Sarah, calm down.
The show ended so great that. Were you doing the Momo Land?
The light great. Just dimmed down.
Oh, I thought because it said so great. You're like. And I talk about Momo Land.
Great!
Anyway, the show ended amazing, and even though it had such a beautiful ending, and I had closure... God. Shut up, you've never seen it.
I watched the last scene, you made me watch it. They're like...
Oh my god, okay. I showed him a scene. Wait, I don't know, I didn't know I showed it to you.
Something about my gender.
I showed them a scene.
It's them.
I showed them a... We can't, we just lost everybody. Anyways, I showed him a scene.
Oh, that's what... Flashback to episode 2.
Not even episode 1, minute 8. We had like a million views, and then minute 8 hit. Anyways, it's so fucking hot in here. Your fan is facing.
Fix it!
Why did you really
lift it up?
I thought it was moving the entire time.
Okay. Oh my god, I'm reborn. Wait, what? Why are you turning towards you?
Anyways, fuck, I forgot.
Okay, you've been on a tangent.
Yes, oh my god, like at the end, we're like, no, that's spoiling the show. Anyways, I won't talk about it. Anyways, watch it, it's on Netflix. Stop.
Oh, watch that new show that is, I've started watching it. It's like Game of Thrones Korean version.
Oh, is
it
Game of Thrones? Are you talking about, like, Walking Dead Korean version, but, like, back
no,
in the day?
No, it's like, isn't that Train to Busan? It's like, it's called Arthdal Chronicles. It's so weird, but I watched, like, the first, like, episodes.
Who's the main character?
Bitch, I don't know.
Oh, my God, do you know what's a bop of a show on Netflix?
Oh, I don't watch shows, sorry. Like, I'm not that kind of a weeb.
No, I started watching Asian shows before I got into K-pop, like, years before I got into K-pop. Like, I was obsessed with, like, Japanese shows, and then finally I was just like, oh my god, there's, like, different, like, languages in Asia?
And then, they don't just speak Asian?
And then so I got into Korean, because I was like, what's the difference? And then I first heard my Chinese show, and I was like, yeet! And so I've lived in China for a couple of years because it was drastically different from Japanese.
She was part of that communist wave, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then like back in June 26, 2019, I was like, let me give them a chance. Okay, that's a take. Oh,
what was the point?
My first love. That's on Netflix. I watched all 8 episodes in all 8 hours. Like in 7, I watched it in a row.
She has no life. I mean, they have no life.
I watched it in class. It was a whole buff and a half, and it was only half of the season technically, but they kind of did it in half, you know. So season 2 is dropping this summer, I think. Late summer.
A Korean drama with more than one season.
No, awkward. I mean, like, you know how, like, they're all 16 episodes?
No, I don't watch
it. Oh, you don't watch it? Okay, they're all 16 episodes. If they're feeling crazy, they'll do more.
Or 18?
Literally, sometimes that's what happens, like, oh my god, 17, and then, like, the 17th episode is just, like, a recap. Or, like, interviews and shit, I'm fuck. Or it'd be, like, 18 episodes, and then 2 episodes are just interviews.
There is one, like, K-drama that...
Call Her Heart Real?
No. the death scene, though, I love it.
Iconic.
There's only one, like, show, it was called, like, The Lover, I think we watched it in our club. It was, like, it's based on, like, not like other dramas. It like wanted to be different. It was like four unconventional. It was an unconventional drama. They had like 4 couples living in like an apartment building, and they were like whack. There was all like taboo people in Korea. So like there was like this unmarried couple that lived together. So that was already a big no no.
Okay.
There was like a woman that was older that lived with her younger boyfriend.
Actually, I think I wanted to watch that. Yeah. I couldn't find where to watch it. Do you know where to watch it?
It's on. I'll drop the link. There's another one.
Also, our merch shop link in bio.
The Lovers 2014 or 2015. There was another couple that like the girl only ate. Like she like loved eating.
Oh, she was 8. I was like,
that sounded wrong. Yeah, she like loved she was eating. Only 8. She loved eating, and she didn't pay attention to her boyfriend, who was like kind of like he was like really in love with her.
Was there a gay couple? Sad.
Yeah, they're saying that they were, but like they're saying that they weren't. They were roommates. One of them was Japanese. One of them is like, he was part of the...
Oh my god, this was the show. Oh my god, no. I thought...
And ending.
I thought out about the show. I literally forgot how, because I think I wanted to watch...
We fucking watched it in the fucking club.
I did not know that. I just did not know that.
Anyways, it was such a good show. It was fucking hilarious.
Literally sent me the link. I'm like, deadass. I've been trying to find a place to watch it. I've been
no, low-key, like, the gay couple was gay. Like, the roommates weren't even the fucking star of the show.
I just finished, like, some college drama that I really, really liked, and I really want to watch another one, you know? And I want to watch something that wasn't, like, rated G, you know? I kind of liked it when they cursed.
Oh, my God.
Because they're all rated G. So I literally searched, like, because they don't do PG-13 or anything like that over there. They do, like, age 16, age 17, right?
It's the weirdest age is, like, age 5
right,
through
so I
8.
Literally searched college dramas age 21. I literally searched age 21 or something. Don't do it on the podcast. Just, like, why are you doing my computer? Oh, I guess I should be smart.
So that
smart.
It saves it?
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah. Do Lobo. Do you have Vicky or...
It's our fucking Vicky. I literally spent hours trying to
That's
sign up.
That's where I watched it.
To watch... Wait, no. Click on it. Because it might not be in our region.
Paid subscription.
I'll pay for it.
Only if you're in Uzbekistan.
Well, I guess we'll fly tomorrow. I got family there.
Did you just reveal your location? Okay. No, yeah, that's the only drama that I kind of watched. It was fucking whack.
I remember. I saw the trailer and I'm
oh my
like,
God,
I, remember,
it was
I saw the
hilarious.
Trailer and I was like, this is everything that I want. Like, this is literally everything that I want.
Awkward.
And also,
no episodes. Yeah, it's like 4 couples test the box. Oh, guys, we're not sponsored. I promise. And
they paid us 2 Korean wons.
0.002 cents.
So we're kind of balling.
I don't know where you could watch it, but whatever. Maybe it's on Drama Fever or whatever.
No, Drama Fever... Wait, you didn't hear?
Wait, what?
You didn't hear? Back in 2018, they dropped the website. Search it right now. Because I was looking for...
Scandalous.
I was looking for a drama, and I clicked on Drama Fever, and then it's just a notice saying, as of this day, we stopped the show. And
was a streaming website?
Yeah. Not Wikipedia. Go on their website.
No, I want to know what happened. The shutdown.
Okay, we're so all over the place. You can read about this later.
Well, it was bought by Warner Bros.
But I want Drama Fever back. I had to pay some subscription.
You don't get no refund.
I did get a refund.
You paid 5 years in advance. Anyways, yes. So we kind of got off on a tangent of our like favorite like dramas and stuff, but
yeah. So, yeah, okay. So back to the original thing. The song.
Back to the marriage, the failed marriage.
Shut up. This actually makes me really sad because I was, because when you showed me that, I was like, oh my God, they're having a baby. And then I read the rest
of it. I didn't tell her. She didn't know until I got here. Until she got here. She was like,
because, okay.
I was like, yo, I have news for you.
Okay, because the article was posted 15 minutes ago. And I last talked to him about 30 minutes ago. And he was talking about how I had juicy news for you. So I really don't know. Like, you have like an inside source. Cause like, you said it was posted 15 minutes ago. And then before I was on my way, you're like, I have juicy news. And that was like 25 minutes ago. So something's not adding up in that
gray area. I'm the one that filed the divorce for them. I caused the divorce.
They're going to be like, it's just anonymous man. Just you.
He's an Argentinian runaway.
And then there's just you. No, yes, yeah, so the long story short.
The song, long story short, they are done. They're divorced. They're never happening.
The again. Song couple.
They're done. They're no more song and song. They're just song and song.
And I was really hoping they'd have a baby. Oh my, they were like my.
What if they did like and they put it up for adoption? How iconic. You're, you're a little
they're
too
like,
old.
They're hi guys. They're like.
It doesn't add up. You're older
they
than
They were
them.
Like no lie. I've never felt this passionate about. Actually, no. There's a second couple in the lead now. Now they're first
don't
place.
Don't spoil it.
Now they're first place because they're dead.
The who? Couple. Wait, what?
I know her first name is.
Oh, yikes. You don't know their names? How awkward.
I really don't.
Well, if you start talking about how obsessed with you are with them, that's how you did with them, and then they look how they ended up.
They met on a show, too.
Well, if you start obsessing with them, you know what's going to happen. You caused the songs to break up.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, also, it's so fucking weird. Like, they were just like, yeah, we don't want to put blame on anybody.
These
we
two.
Just, we just,
You probably recognize him.
He looks
him.
Too young.
You probably recognize. No, they're like the same age.
Park Jin-young? Wait, isn't he from GOT7?
An Jae-in. You didn't watch Drama, so I guess you don't recognize him.
I saw him somewhere. Anyways, yeah, I don't know who they are. I haven't seen them, I guess.
Oh, yeah, their names are... Fuck, I have to pull it up.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to tell me. I don't care.
Their names are An Jae-hyun and Kyu Hyun-sun. I'm a local. Anyways, no, they're like my favorite. I really like his acting stuff, but she's okay.
She's okay. Anyways, guys.
Actually, I think I saw her in a movie and I really liked it, but I can't remember if it was her or not that was in that movie. Whatever. But
so, y'all, this next piece is juice. It's the one that you guys have been waiting for like years.
Waiting
for. Seungri has just been forwarded to the prosecution.
Wait, really?
For 7 charges.
You're lying.
Yep, it was like June 25th. The like the Seoul like Metropolitan Police Office
like me pretending to know how like the Korean government works. Really? Like if you're talking about the American government, I'd be like, oh my God, get his ass.
He was forwarded. Like I guess they're finally accepting that he's like. On charges of, like, solicitation or, like, prostitution.
Go off.
Occupational embezzlement of, like,
and
attorneys.
And the bail money is only 51.
Honestly. like destruction of evidence. Boy destroyed evidence so they wouldn't, like,
oh, yeah,
try to
the
find
phone,
him.
The telephone.
Yeah, like, violation of, like, the, like special, like, I don't know, something like that. Like, sexual crimes. Just, like, light stuff. And,
petty crimes. I don't know why he's getting charged so seriously.
Basically, like, he embezzled, like, $969,000. So, like, almost $1 million.
You didn't hear what I said.
Wait, what?
You were just like, oh, like just like petty stuff, and I mean, like, just basic stuff, and I was like, yeah, it's not even, it's like petty crimes. I don't even know why he's being charged that seriously. Guys, calm down.
No, like, yo, it's intense. Like, there's a lot. That's a lot of money that they're like, that he's about to like pay back.
Pay back? What, prison?
With prison? Well, like, I don't know, because
have you seen that one tweet of like?
I don't know
of,
how government works.
Seungri serving Lux, and then the quote is saying, "I hope he is serving."
Wait, y'all, this is whack. Listen to this.
Posted 2 seconds
ago. So he embezzled. where are these sources coming from? He embezzled $969,000.
Did I even read anything off your phone?
And then him and you in Suk use like a borrowed like a different name bank account.
Isn't that so sad? I really liked.
To embezzle $490,000. And then he embezzled another $457,000 with Burning Sun funds on the pretext of, like, using it for, like, a museum brand or something. And then he embezzled another $19,000 with, like, saying that it was, like, for a personal attorney expense.
Yo,
so, like, do the math. What's $457,000 plus $490,000 plus $969,000 plus $19,000? That's a lot of monies.
I think it's about, like, $8.
$8, yeah.
No, oh, my God. I really liked the other guy that's involved in the crime, which is really disappointing because he was my favorite. because he was my favorite one out of 2 days, one night.
Wait, a source of the police explained, considering the flight and hotel expenses, it really wasn't like a large amount of money, and they only had like a smaller part of the attendees were involved in sexual activity.
Me. Oh my god.
Also, they're forwarding with prosecution with recommendation for like non-indictment regarding suspicious prostitution and stuff like that. So I guess they're trying to throw away the prostitution part, but like keep the rest of the stuff.
Like, oh my god, he robbed us. This is the most important part, guys.
Not like the like complete destruction of these women, but like,
right. Guys, don't worry about that. Don't be a Debbie Downer. I'm representing him in court. Guys.
Speaking of court, which I hope YG shows up in soon, they have finally appointed like a new CEO.
It was just trot, which is nothing.
Apparently she's no better. Apparently she's like, she was like,
I don't know
who she was. She's already been involved in cases like of with, like withholding stuff like that in the company. Wait, this is a different name.
It's like Chinese.
Who the fuck is Yang Min Suk? That was never the president. That's Yang Hyun Suk. Did they mean?
I don't know. Isn't he?
Her name is Hwang Bok-hyung. She's the new CEO. She's been at YG since 2001.
Wow, so she's brand new.
Yeah, honestly.
She's been at YG since I was 0 years old.
You're like 50, calm down.
I think I was in the womb at that time.
And she's like, oh my god, guys, like I never even saw this coming. Like, oh my gosh. Like, this is such a big deal for me, guys. Oh my god. Like, she blended all the evidence.
Like her and like Miss America. Yo, what's happening at YG would be a great K-drama. I've been itching my seat.
Guys, hint, hint, we're producing a new drama.
Starring the song.
Watch out, all y'all bitches don't see what's coming. And we're starring in it.
I don't say no.
Konnichiwa. What?
No, oh my god, literally, what's happening right now, I really wish it was in a K-drama, because I'd be at the edge. Stop. They did not sign up for this.
ASMR.
Anyways.
It doesn't make a difference.
Anyways.
Keep going.
Oh, God. Fuck. Are you doing that? Let me just
like that. And other news, speaking of CEOs, everybody knows about... Everybody knows about...
I have something to say about the YG CEO.
Hwang Bok-hyung?
The chick!
Young him. Hwang Bok-hyung?
So basically, she worked underneath YG himself for like years. Like,
yeah.
So she got the company, what, 2001? I think maybe like 2007 is when she worked underneath him. So basically, it was already planned for her to be like appointed as president just so he could continue working as president. So he's still president. Just not official title.
No, he just holds most of the stock still.
No. Like, he fucking owns her. Like, he's making all the shots. She's just gonna be like, hey, so this is happening on Tuesday at 8. like, what should I do? Do this. Okay, cool, bye.
Stop talking, because they're gonna come after you. You're gonna disappear.
Oh my god, could you please?
Wait, what?
Where am I gonna go? This is so exciting. Here's the motherfucking tea, bitch.
What's the tea?
Oh, okay, so.
As of like 1 minute ago. My sources have talked again.
It was posted 83 seconds ago, and they, he dropped the reason why.
Was he? Say the name.
Song Joong Ki. I dropped the reason why he is divorcing his wife, the other song.
Abuse.
Question mark? The title, Abuse.
Well, they didn't confirm it. Good idea.
Anyways, he says that the reason why is like, the reason for the divorce is differences in personality. And it took three...
Bullshit.
Actually, no, they were dating for a year. It took 4 years for them to decide that it's a difference in personality. Oh.
I need to be ready in case there's another update.
It took 4 years to decide that there was a difference in personality.
You know damn apparently. Well that wasn't the reason why they got divorced.
Anyways, I'm jumping off the cliff today.
Wait, what? Guys, actually, Loki, the only reason why I went on to make the podcast today, because that the new girl that's debuting...
Yeah, you, Lana. You're called her a bitch. You, Lana. Her real name is Yuch.
She's the second Russian.
There's this first?
There's another one that was supposed to debut.
But
she was already in a group.
Everybody's talking about how she's the first, so I don't think
she's not.
Anybody cares. Anyway, so she's the first Russian idol.
Second Russian idol.
She's a really big weeb because she had surgery to look... It was falling apart because she had surgery to look like a Korean. But tea.
Honestly, but, I gotta give her an applause. Like, she's really going into this full force.
I know. Especially she attends university there too, and she's a model. I think model. Everybody's really excited, but they all did my man Samuel dirty.
Fuck Samuel. She released her teaser low-key yesterday, I think.
It looked really basic, as basic as Somi's debut. Actually.
I'm going to stab you one day.
Like, a little simpler. Except if they added one more extra guitar note.
No, not even close. Okay, cool. Not even close. Lana joined the Black Label.
A duo.
I just think she's going for the money, so.
She's going to be successful because she's white.
Yeah, honestly.
That's the tea. Anyways, Zimzalabim. What did she think about that?
Zimzalabim?
Yeah. No, she says Zimzalabim.
Have you not fucking read the title?
Wendy literally says at the beginning, are you ready for this?
What did she say? What did she say? Get up to the mic. Get up to the mic. What did she say?
She says, are you ready for this? Zimzalabim. Are you going to play it? Copyright.
Oh my god, we can't play it. Oh.
Are you ready for this?
Zimzalabim. She's stretching it out, you know what I mean? They're just conjuring demons.
That song is all over the place, worse than Dala Dala.
I thought you stand Dala Dala.
I did at the end, but this song I can't stand at the end. It's literally all over the place.
They were really trying to pull a Blackpink.
With what?
You know, like,
you Black, tried
no,
that.
No, 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 no. Shut. Really, can you let that. Me explain, okay, first?
Go.
Blackpink always had those weird ass, like any YG artist has those fucking weird ass titles. Boombaya, Icon has 15 of them.
Boombaya.
Boombaya. Doo 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 doo.
I thought you were talking about
this.
That's nothing.
It's kind of weird. 21 had a bunch
Kill
of them too.
Love. Oh,
that's a regular one. So I feel like they were trying to, I feel like they were trying to push a weird title.
No.
Yeah. They were really trying. The fucking chorus is just that.
Honestly, I only stand the chorus. I don't really stand any of the other parts.
Backwards.
Enjoy.
It's fine because Sunny Side Up is still that song, so.
I haven't listened to it.
What? You said you liked it?
I lied. I did not listen to it.
You never listened to it? It's like Coco Bop 2.0, but without
it
the.
It took me a year to like Coco Bop.
I didn't like it. It's Coco Bop.
I like
Coco without Bop. The Without the EDM drop.
I haven't heard it in months, though.
Name the members.
Oh my god, speaking of members, Baekhyun is dropping a solo.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Oh my god, did you hear Dio is dropping a single?
Yeah, that's old news, though.
It was just on the news one day ago.
No, but it was announced that he was going to do it.
Oh, I was gonna say. I don't know where your source came from. And my sources are pretty good.
Yeah, he's dropping it July 5th. Wait, why do I know that?
Speaking of EXO.
What?
Chanyeol.
Oh, yeah, he's suing.
SM is suing.
SM is suing. He's not suing.
Yes. Basically, my co-host decided to break into his studio.
I had a pretty good source knowing where he was.
There's going to be people that are going to believe. They're going to believe us.
That one member, I forgot what his name is. I keep thinking Sue, but his name isn't Sue.
Sehun.
Yeah, him. He was on live stream on Instagram Live, and he was talking. He's like, "Oh, look, guys, it's this." He's following her with the camera.
I didn't see that.
I was like, iconic. It was all over Twitter. I was like, iconic.
Speaking of Twitter, she was like, you heard about J-Hope, his sister, a bunch of Sasangs or fans start blowing up her phone, trying to get a hold of her, calling her and stuff.
No, but speaking of phones and blowing it up.
Wait, what?
I follow Sasang on Instagram. I follow actually three. I follow three. And one of them was...
Your personal account doesn't count.
One of them was screenshotting about Jungkook's phone number and his live stream. She's like, should I do it again, guys?
Oh my god, there was one that I found that had a PDF of all the numbers.
Yeah.
And some of them were blocked, but some of them weren't. Some of them were scratched out, and some of them weren't, so you could see some of the numbers.
But the ones that weren't.
And I was should I phone someone?
It charges you.
I wouldn't be surprised. But it was three pages full of artists. Oh. All from they were color coded SM, NCT, Girls' Generation, EXO, anything, all that.
Yuda? Mm-hmm. Can you just send that file for, like, no reason?
I'll cut this out. Which
one do you want? No, okay.
Bitches be going to the most extreme things. They're not even going to answer. Yeah, they're not even going to answer. What if they do answer?
They're crazy. I could never. Yo, honestly.
Why are you cleaning your search history?
Honestly, I had a saucing moment when I was in New Jersey.
Stop talking.
No, literally. So I was by
myself. That's our next episode. I forgot.
We were supposed to do that for this episode.
Episode 6 is going to be about this episode 5.
Okay. No, I literally forgot that was supposed to be our... We weren't supposed to do this.
Yeah, we weren't really worried. Anyways, but look, this juicy news came out. We just couldn't help it.
Anyways, so when I was in, like, New Jersey, I was just like, every time they tweeted, I was just like, fuck, I know where that is. Okay, I'll just go right now. You know? And then like, they posted a photo of them inside, like there was a lobby in the Prudential Center, you know, that had, like, this little statue, or not a statue, like, a wall, or, like, some basketball team, you know? And I was like, and I remember I saw that, I remember I looked at my phone just as it was uploaded, so it was, like, 10 seconds ago, and I was like, I booked it, because I was not that far away from it, and I got there, and nobody was there. And I remember I walked around for a bit, I was like, just normal.
So you're confirming that you tried stalking them.
What? Yo, in the Snapchat video I did, when like I
said, wait, you recorded it, you dumb bitch.
No, like when the bus was going on the streets, you know, I remember I was like, oh my god, it's so cool. That and you can hear me say, time to jump in. I'll show it to you. I was like, time to hide in the truck, I think is what I said.
Like, was it you who told me that like people be getting on like buses and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, these dumbass bitches in Atlanta. Atlanta or Texas. One of the two. Actually Florida. No, I think it was Atlanta.
What did you do in Florida?
Basically, they recorded themselves and they posted on Twitter of them inside the bus. Like, oh my god, we're in the tour bus, guys. Oh my god.
Wait, but you were tagged in that video.
But then they're gonna think that's real. But then everybody was fine with the hate. They're like, no, guys, the bus driver let us in, you know? he saw that we were big fans, so the bus driver let us in. And then other people who were at the show who were walking past were like,
why are you lying? No.
Literally, all the lights were off, and you just, like, opened the door and got in. Like, no bus driver let you in. And so she's like, deactivate her account, and then she wasn't allowed in the show. Because it happened, she posted that video as soon as it was done, you know? So literally, SF found out about, like, the tour thing he found out about, I forgot.
Wait, don't Live you mean, Nation? Does that mean that it was before? You said she wasn't allowed on the show.
Yeah, she didn't, because she was, it was before. It was, like, hours before.
This dumb bitch. Yeah, why couldn't she post it after?
Because she thought everybody's going to be, like, and she, like, put a note underneath, like, H's pillow and everything. They're like, we're making their beds.
They were making their beds?
So, yeah, they weren't allowed in the show.
They weren't?
Yeah.
No refunds?
But honestly, if you could, like, go to the tour bus and...
it was worth it, basically.
They might have some stuff home. It's 50-50.
That's why that lock of Mark's hair was missing.
Is that why he shaved his head? It's all coming together. Yeah! It was me on that bus, basically. At the end of the day, it was me on that bus.
There's photographs.
Actually, I need to stop saying that. It wasn't me on that bus.
You're already being prosecuted.
Anyways, we've reached the 1 hour mark.
28 seconds.
Look how time flies.
Yes, catch us, and actually, like, our one viewer.
Catch me. I always listen to it when it drops. Catch me. Listen to it.
To our one viewer, thank you for sticking around for the full.
I was going to say my 28. Name. Anyway, stay tuned for our next episode.
See y'all next Saturday. Wait,
should we say what the next episode is?
Yes,
be?
We already told them last time.
No, we didn't.
We told them like episode
okay,
2.
Okay, we're gonna say it again. Anyways, our next episode is gonna be our experiences. What well, are my experience at the NCT concert? His at the Blackpink concert because we went on the same day. The both shows were on the exact same day.
And there's a lot to discuss.
We left at the airport the exact same time at 6 a.m. So we talked the entire night, and so it's gonna be very, very interesting. Because we saw some weirdos at that airport.
Lots of stories, yep.
Don't trust 3 a.m. airport lounges.
Mm-mm. More on that next week.
Okay, I will tell you.
Bye, guys!
Announce out.